couldn't seem to get interested in Christmas this year. Usually I like shopping for the kids' gifts, but this year I had to make myself do it. Everywhere I went, I kept noticing happy couples picking out this or that gift. Why couldn't that have been Bobby and me? I had to keep reminding myself that would never have been the case even without the divorce. He never helped shop. Still, I envied those couples, and then I hated them, and I hated myself for being so unlovable that I had to shop alone. I didn't want to put up a tree either, but that's something me and the kids do every year, so I had to do it. We have a green 5.5-foot tree, artificial, but I've always liked it. Hanging the Christmas ornaments was like hanging the last 11 years, a piece at a time. I didn't string popcorn or cranberries like most years. When it was done, it was pretty like other years, but to me it seemed hateful and ugly. A phony tree for a phony life. It all seemed so ridiculous, smiling, pretending we're okay, buying the kids toys. How can I give them things and take away their father? What kind of a mother am I? So often now I just sit and stare at that tree, talk to my own thoughts and to an image of Bobby. I say all the things to him I wish I could have said. Like, Bobby, why couldn't it have worked? Why did you not care until it was too late? Why did you think you could treat me any way and I would always be there? Could have been so good, Bobby. Remember, it was just last Christmas that we had the big fight. It was then I promised myself that I would stop trying to make the marriage work. I'd accept it just as it was and see what happened. Well, this is it. This is what happened. Now Christmas is here. I'm so glad to be back home from my mother's where we always go on Christmas Eve night. But this is the first Christmas we've gone without you, Bobby. And the first Christmas that my brother and his wife pretended that they didn't see me or hear me and that I didn't even exist. Is it really all because I would not go down there and let him talk me out of the divorce? He wouldn't speak to me after that. I didn't realize I was divorcing them too, but I have to accept it and let them go. I don't really like him anyway. It's just that he's supposed to be my brother. Family. I have all of Kathy and Kenny's gifts under the tree except for the ones that are supposed to be from Santa. I tell them to brush their teeth and get their jammies on and they can open one gift tonight. And then it's off to bed so Santa can come. While they are doing this, there is a knock at the front door and I go to open it. And it is you, Bobby. It is so hard to look in your eyes and not think about the good times that could have been. I ache for those days that never were. I see them in my mind like a memory. I want to hold you, make love to you. I want to feel love from you. In your eyes, I think I see the same yearnings. You come in bringing gifts for Kenny and Kathy and one for me. We watch them open theirs and then they watch as I unwrap the one for me. A beautiful necklace, one you said, and I believe that you picked out yourself, for someone who usually calls the florist and says, "Send her some flowers, it doesn't matter what." That was special. I cry. You hold me while the kids play with the toys. It is after midnight when I put them to bed. I come back into the living room, and as I'm putting out the kids' Santa gifts, we talk, and then you ask me if I realize that today, Christmas Day, our divorce is final. I say, no, I didn't realize. You hold me again, kiss me, and then we make love so tenderly, so passionately, just the way I always knew it could be. My mind is whirling. Was this a new awakening for you? Or a sweet goodbye? Why, Bobby? Why all this thoughtfulness and tenderness now, when it's too late? This is how it could have been, but can never be now. But still I am holding on to you, not wanting to let go. I give you my love, even as I take it away.